There is perhaps no other period in this century in which such a height of interest has existed for that area we now call ESP. Extrasensory perception means many things to many people. Recently, my Kreskin ESP game has received considerable attention, in part, I feel, because it has given to anyone interested the opportunity not only to have fun with the mind, but also to test one's ability for ESP, just as is being done at numerous universities throughout the world. This record contains a series of tests you will have the opportunity of experiencing yourself. Make no bones about it. The tests in themselves are not psychic phenomena, nor are they spiritualistic manifestations of any kind, though many people in the past actually believe them to be so. These tests will enable you to tap your unconscious level of thought. While you will find this fascinating, and I rather suspect at times amazing, you will also learn that there is an unrealized control existing deep within your unconscious, and you may tap it without dreams, without hypnotism or crystal balls or the like. We who have been keenly involved in ESP research suspect that such abilities occur largely on an unconscious level. Consequently, your experiences with these tests may create a mood or a readiness for serious testing of your own ESP potential. You know, the mind plays strange tricks upon us. Have you ever walked into a strange room, or entered a city, or had a conversation which left you with this vague feeling that you had been through it before? This is called a deja vu experience. What about the alarm clock mind which some individuals exhibit? It's this knack by which you can decide at bedtime exactly what hour you wish to awaken in the morning. And lo and behold, you do it without an alarm clock. How often have you found certain inner convictions which for no apparent rhyme or reason felt compelling? Later on, you found such hunches coming true. Now, all of these experiences are demonstrations of the unconscious activity in our personalities, and at the same time, they may give us insight to what was once considered occult occurrences. We can't be certain today just what is the answer to telepathy, and yet thought transference seems to be the most commonly accepted form of ESP. When the telephone rings and you feel certain who is calling, is this coincidence? Or is it unconscious reasoning? Or is it telepathy? Frankly, I feel there are too many people who have unexpectedly and mysteriously known when a friend or relative was in trouble for us to simply chalk it up as mere coincidence. What is the explanation? Who knows? It's my hope, though, that as a mentalist, we can reverse the order of the letters ESP to PSE, that is, phenomena scientifically explainable. Meanwhile, you're about to enter an uncanny world of your mind. Whether you are alone or with a group of friends, you will discover how to tap your unconscious. You will find yourself bringing forth information and ideas which you may have forgotten or never realized you knew. Finally, you're about to discover your own powers to hold an ESP party.